اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path.
The questioner says, in our country, Islam is very strange, much less for Salafia. Sisters find themselves very alienated and many times fall into a state of depression, turning to music and other haram outlets. What practical advice can you give to remain steadfast on the deen? Barakallahu feek.
Alhamdulillah, if the Muslim was to read the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the biographies of the companions, I'm sure that it would offer encouragement and it would help inspire a person to adhere firmer to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because if we look at the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, "Bada al-Islamu ghariba wa sayya'udu ghariba," Islam, it started strange and it will return strange, just like it started. Fatuba, paradise, some say a tree in paradise. Tuba, for the ghuraba, the strangers. If we were to look at the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Meccan period, and how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was abused, and how he was at times even physically assaulted, even when trying to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we were to read how the companions who didn't have any tribe or relatives to protect them while they were in Mecca, how they were tortured, the story of Bilal al-Habashi and how he was dragged through the streets, but still he would say, Allah is one, Allah is one, being firm upon Tawheed and the religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla, even in the face of persecution. The first martyr in Islam was Sumayya radiallahu anha, because she adhered firmly to the truth and she would not forsake it even in the face of persecution. And there are many examples how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to Ta'if to invite the people to La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah alone without any partners, and how they responded to him to the extent that even some threw stones at him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as is mentioned in some narrations. All of this shows us bada al-islamu ghariba, Islam, it started strange. وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا, and it will return strange just like it started. فَطُوبًا, there is a great reward for the strangers, those who try and adhere to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the best of their ability with the understanding of the companions. The reward is great. And glad tidings to those who imitate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and cling to his path. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَا, those who will be tested and tried the most, they are the prophets. If we read in the Quran, look at the tests and the trials of the prophets. It is amazing when we read the stories of the prophets in the Quran, how Allah blessed them to be firm in the face of everything that they experienced and went through. Sometimes hardship would come from the direction of their own families. Sometimes they would be tested maybe with illness. Other times they would be tested in various ways, maybe slander, false accusations. The story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he faced the tyrant, Fir'aun. It is amazing how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed these prophets and these messengers with firmness, and how they were resolute in the face of everything that they experienced, and they did not forsake the truth even for a moment. Because a tathbeet, this firmness, it is a gift that Allah Azza wa Jalla gives those whom He chooses from His servants. When we read about all of that, Alhamdulillah, it will show us that the trials and the tests that we are experiencing on a daily basis is nothing in comparison to that. I do not think any of us, and Allah knows best, are being threatened with the loss of life. I don't think it's reached that level. For many of us, the battle is against our whims and our desires. And brothers and sisters, if we turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla and we supplicate to Him sincerely, and we ask Him alone to aid us and assist us, then if Allah Azza wa Jalla makes something easy, then there will be nothing that is difficult. So my advice is for the brothers and the sisters to read the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the biography of the prophets, the stories of the prophets and the messengers, to read the biographies of the companions, the biographies of the imams of Ahlul Islam, the religion of Islam, to also focus on seeking knowledge. Alhamdulillah, Allah blessed us with technology. We have WhatsApp groups, groups on Telegram, and other than that, alhamdulillah, find people who have a zeal and a thirst for knowledge and good and benefit, and not qeel and qaal, he said, she said, or things that are frivolous and are not going to benefit you in your worldly affairs, nor in your akhirah, nor in your hereafter. Also, be with those people who are striving to attain knowledge and who are striving to implement that knowledge. Be in those places that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves, the masajid of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The most beloved places to Allah, the masajid. Frequent those places. Frequent the sittings of knowledge. Frequent listening to the scholars of Al-Islam. Alhamdulillah. Try and memorize what you can from the book of Allah. Allah, as we said, has blessed us with technology. WhatsApp groups. How many of us have set up and established groups where we aid one another, memorize a number of ayat during the week, or memorizing ahadith, or sharing with one another the benefits of the scholars, the explanations that they have mentioned for these texts. Because these are things that no doubt will cause our iman to increase. And when our iman is increasing, because iman, it increases with obedience to Allah and it decreases with disobedience, alhamdulillah, we will find that our iqbal, our desire to turn to the book of Allah and to read the book of Allah and understand the book of Allah and to read the sunnah and understand the sunnah, it becomes even greater. So these are some of the measures. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all success in this world and the akhirah.